This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Since 1933, our state magazine has been telling the stories of North Carolina and its people. This year, it turns 80, and to celebrate its birthday, our state is having an anniversary party at the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh. Tomorrow from 11 to 4, it is free and open to the public. And this year, for the first time ever, our state magazine also had a songwriting contest, and joining us now is the winner of that contest, Aaron Burdett. Welcome and congratulations, Aaron.
Oh, thank you so much.
His song, Going Home to Carolina, took the top prize. He's going to perform that and other songs today. Elizabeth Hudson is here as well. Elizabeth Hudson is the editor of Our State. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, tell us about Our State. 80 years ago, how did this magazine get started?
Oh, my gosh. 80 years of North Carolina history right here on the page. Our State got started by a man named Carl Gertz, who, interestingly, was a New Yorker. You don't think about a Southern magazine being started by a New Yorker, but that's exactly what happened.
He had a magazine up there, so down he came, of course.
It's interesting. You know, we're one of the oldest regional magazines in the entire country. Carl Gertz was a newspaper reporter in New York and ended up taking a job in North Carolina in a town called Little Washington in eastern North Carolina, fell in love with this state like so many people do when they move here, and he never left. And he decided, interestingly, in the 30s, kind of in the midst of the Depression, to start a magazine. Why anybody would do that, I don't know, but he moved to Raleigh. He started what he called The State. It was a weekly magazine just devoted to all things North Carolina. And just kind of grew from there over the years.
What were the themes back then? And sir, how common was it to have these regional magazines back then?
I don't think it was all that common. And, you know, Carl Gertz was just an interesting guy anyway. He traveled all over the state. He had a little airplane that he would take around and fly and touch down in farmers' fields or whatever to sort of get story ideas. And an account I read said he put about 2,000 miles on his car at the time traveling, which, keep in mind, there was no state highway system at that point. So that would have been a feat to do. The tone of the stories mostly was government. You know, he did a lot of legislature-type stories and that kind of thing. Man on the street interviews. Use a lot of that. A little bit different from what it is now.
Well, we'll talk more about that, but I want to talk with Aaron for a moment and ask you a little bit about this contest. First of all, how'd you find out about it?
Well, my friend Chris Roster sent me an email about it sometime in, I don't even know, it was in September, I think, of last year. And he had heard about it from a songwriter friend of his who'd said, hey, we ought to write a song, a Carolina song, for this contest. And he's also my recording engineer and helped me record the song back in 2005. And he said, you know, I think Aaron has a song that's pretty much ready to go for that. So he sent it on to me, and I entered it that afternoon.
What were the rules for the contest?
It was pretty straightforward. We need the song and
the lyrics. About North Carolina.
Well, yeah. I think it had to have some sort of Carolina theme. So it wasn't too strict, I don't think.
There you go. Can we hear the song?
Yeah, absolutely. Be happy to play it. There's a place that I left when I headed for the West in search of my fortune and fame. No, I never even noticed it, but now it's gone, and I long for the sweet Carolina day. I'm going home to Carolina. I'm going home, it's time I hope to stay. I'm going home to Carolina. Those Blue Ridge Mountains, they drive my pain away. My father, he grew up in those mountains. He farmed the soil his father did before. Mama said he drove that team on the very day he died, plowing perfect furrows in the soil. I'm going home to Carolina. I'm going home, this time I hope to stay. I'm going home to Carolina. Those Blue Ridge Mountains, they drive my pain away. In the fall of 49, I laid claim to this mine, just half a mile due east of Sutter's Mill. But the flats of California never can compare to my home in the Carolina Hills. I'm going home to Carolina. I'm going home, it's time I hope to stay. I'm going home Carolina. These Blue Ridge Mountains, they drive my pain away. All my years beneath this rocky soil, I've little to show for my pain. There's a couple golden nuggets, there's a couple memories earned, and a nagging feeling I can't push away. And I'm going home to Carolina. I'm going home, it's time I hope to stay. I'm going home to Carolina. Those Blue Ridge Mountains, they drive my pain away. Blue Ridge Mountains, they just drive my pain away.
Aaron Burdett, going home to Carolina. He won the R State Songwriting Competition. R State Magazine turns 80 tomorrow. Big celebration, Museum of History in Raleigh from 11 to 4, free and open to the public. What a great song.
Well, thank you very much.
But now here's what I got to ask you. Did you really grow up in the Blue Ridge Mountains?
I did. Okay, I did. I made up a little bit in that song, but not that part.
Yeah, because I've always wondered about, you know, those ideas about the beauty of the mountains and calling you back and all that. And I thought, does everybody who write that song, in the way that, you know, sort of, do songwriters, are they all so unlucky in love, you know? But you're really from there, and it's a beautiful place.
I am. I mean, any song, you got to make some stuff up, yeah. But that part's real.
That's great. And so you said you had that song mostly written, or how much of it did you have to kind of prepare for the contest?
I had to prepare zero of it for the contest. It was I recorded it in 2005, and it's funny because it's just, you know, we were talking earlier, Elizabeth and I were talking earlier about how, you know, she's naturally thinking a few issues ahead, and I'm naturally thinking about the next CD. So a song from, you know, 10 or 12 years ago is pretty much off my radar, and it's really cool that it's come back up and bubbled up in such a neat way.
And we were lucky it found its way to us. That was spectacular.
It's a great song, but I'm guessing you had a lot. I mean, how many entries did you have?
We did. We got over 200 entries. It was just inundated in really great songs in every genre. You know, we had country, we had folk, we had rock, we even had rap submissions. It was amazing, and had, you know, three reputable judges who know something about music that I don't know, although certainly when I heard that song, it just blew me away.
Yeah, it's a great song. What's surprising to me is that in 80 years, this is the first time you did that.
Absolutely, exactly. Well, we figured we needed a song that was kind of epitomized North Carolina, and who better to do it than our state?
Yeah, it sounds great. Hey, Aaron, can I get you to do another song?
Yeah, I'd love to. We'll play a song called 3 or 4 Minutes.
Take me away from my troubles, hide me from the world outside. Take me away from everything that worries me for 3 or 4 minutes at a time. 'Cause 3 or 4 minutes is just enough time to rise up and leave it all behind. It's a gift that you give me that heals me tonight. Those 3 or 4 minutes when everything seems right. Everything seems right. There's no way I could ever forget it. The way you stood there under the lights. I hung on every word you were saying, yeah. 'Cause you were telling me about my life. 'Cause 3 or 4 minutes is just enough time to rise up and leave it all behind. It's a gift that you give me that heals me tonight. Those 3 or 4 minutes, everything seems right. Everything seems right. We're all learning as we go along. We're all singing as we learn the song. We're all learning as we go along. We're all singing as we learn the song. Deepest truths that I've ever heard, they tumbled out of the lines of a song. No book or teacher or lover ever touched me as deeply as a tune that was 3 minutes long. 'Cause 3 or 4 minutes is just enough time to rise up and leave it all behind. It's a gift that you give me that heals me tonight, those 3 or 4 minutes. And everything seems right. Everything seems right. Everything seems right. Seems right.
Aaron Burdett, winner of our state magazine singer-songwriting competition. The magazine turns 80. Celebration tomorrow at the American History, North Carolina Museum of History in downtown Raleigh. Aaron, another great song. You're the winner of that competition, so you and Scotty going to put out a CD or what?
We'll talk about that.
this is an annual event now? This is going to be the North Carolina Idol event?
That's exactly right. Magazine. We will do another event in or another songwriting competition in 2014.
How has the magazine changed over the years?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, when it was launched in 1933, obviously it was black and white and just real slim, you know, just 20-some pages or so. Mm-hmm. Now, our anniversary issue, the June issue, that'll be on newsstands, 260 pages. Full color, you know, one of the things our state is known for is really just spectacular photography, beautiful, lush photography that really shows off how beautiful this state is. And, of course, me personally, you know, I appreciate the extraordinary writing that is in this magazine. We have some of the best writers that are in this state and even beyond.
What's the future for the magazine?
I hope more great things. Somebody referred to the other day as this was the first 80 years.
So. Hey, Aaron, I want to ask you, Aaron, how long you've been doing music? How long have you been writing and playing music?
Oh, a long time. You know, it's one of those things I've just naturally always done, and I've been playing guitar since I was 12 or 13 and singing since before that, and I guess maybe 10 or 15 years ago, I started writing my own songs and pursuing it a little more
comfortably. Come from a musical family up there in the mountains?
Yeah, well, a little bit. Matter of fact, one of the songs I thought about playing was one about my dad's record collection that, you know, sort of put me on the path I'm on a little bit, I think.
What kind of music you listen to?
Right now, it's funny, we were talking about that earlier, Elizabeth and I out in the lobby there. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of talking. I'm not sure what that means.
Don't do that.
No, I know.
But how about your dad, the record collection? What was in that?
He had everything, all vinyl from the mid-60s up until they quit making it in the mid-80s, I suppose.
I want to leave you time to play us another song. So first, let me thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, congratulate you
for winning the contest, Aaron.
Appreciate you having me.
Aaron Burdett, the winner of our state singer-songwriter contest, and Elizabeth Hudson, the editor of the magazine. Congratulations to you, and thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Our State Magazine's anniversary celebration tomorrow, 11 to 4, Museum of History in Raleigh. For more information, our website, WUNC.org. That's our program for today. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Aaron Burdett.
Oh, thanks very much, Frank.
I was only 14 and I'd not been picking long. I found a record in the stack. I didn't know it, I'd never even heard of him, but the man's name was Cat. And I touched the needle to the vinyl, and in a clear but distant tone, I heard the music that first caught my heart, sitting there in my parents' home. I was 16 and moving on ahead, but I found a record in the stack. Skeletons and Roses, it said the Grateful Dead. I heard it and I've never quite come back. And I touched the needle to the vinyl, and in a clear but distant tone, I heard the music that first caught my heart, sitting there in my parents' home. And I want to thank you for that song so true. And I want to thank you because you still make me feel bitter blue. I was 19 and out on my own when I found a record in some stack. Took one look and immediately knew my dad had offered this one up, but I'd turned it back. It said Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. What a sweet deceptive name. It's how I know that circles are unbroken. It's how I know all doctors ain't the same. And I touched the needle to the vinyl, and in a clear but distant tone, I heard the music that first caught my heart, sitting there in my parents' home. And I want to thank you for that song so true. I wanna